Good to see everybody this morning, and perhaps I could just pray as we come to God's Word. Loving Father, we thank you for your precious Word, and pray, Father, that you would refresh our hearts this morning as we look upon Jesus in your Word. We ask this for his sake. Amen. Amen. So we're looking at the subject this morning of what's called Word and Spirit. How to be saturated with God, how to live that life that we're speaking about in our church vision statement. And this morning is looking at being saturated with God's Word and God's Spirit. Word and Spirit. And the reason we mention them together is because they're so important to be in balance together. Word and Spirit. And if you're anything like me, I remember when I grew up with the Authorized Version of the Bible. And I was grew up to be taught to memorize Scripture. I remember seeing the old black Cambridge Bible that we had, and I was given. It was a lovely Bible, but for a long time, I couldn't really grasp the precious nature of Scripture. I memorized the Bible as I was asked to: the Ten Commandments, the Lord's Prayer, the Beatitudes, 1 Corinthians 13. We did the Westminster Catechism and many of these things, and yet for such a long time it never came to life for me because I hadn't really heard about the Holy Spirit. In fact, the Holy Spirit was something I think that I couldn't really get my head around at all as a child growing up, and certainly didn't think that the message of the Holy Spirit was particularly something for me. I just did what I was told and memorized Scripture and tried to be a good child. But it wasn't until my teenage years that I really grasped the power of the Spirit, which then, in grasping and experiencing the power of the Spirit, the Word also came alive. That Word that had been planted in me for many years, those Scriptures that had been memorized, that all came alive even more. And so that's why we're emphasizing both the Word and the Spirit. In John chapter 6, Jesus says, "The Spirit gives life, but the flesh counts for nothing." And for so long, and many, many people are trying to live out a Christian life in the flesh, just through effort, just through hard work and so on. But the Bible says the Spirit gives life, the flesh counts for nothing. And we need the Word and we need the Holy Spirit in order to live a mature, growing, and saturated Christian life. And that calls us to remain teachable and to ask that the Spirit of God will come and breathe his life upon us. And we've looked at this passage and read this passage here in John 14. And there's this beautiful sentence at the beginning, John 14, verse 15, where Jesus says something very simple but profound. He says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." If you love me, keep my commandments. The commandments of Jesus is something that we don't often meditate on or think about. We tend to take the words of Jesus as just life advice rather than a commandment. We think of the Ten Commandments as a commandment, but yet the words of Jesus we just take lightly sometimes. But Jesus says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." And here throughout this passage, we see he goes straight on to say, if you were to ask the question, well, how do we do that? How do we keep your commandments? He goes on to say, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth." And that's Jesus bringing together the Word and the Spirit. Jesus says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." In other words, follow my word. Jesus says, "My word will not pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away." But he knows that we don't have the strength to do that in the power of our own flesh. He knows that we need the Holy Spirit to fulfill his word, to keep his commandments. And throughout the passage here, we see both a sense of the Word and the Spirit. We see the Word in verse 21 as well. He says, "Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me." And then in verse 23, Just find that there. Jesus says, yes, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. So there's a couple of places where Jesus is really focusing on his word in our lives. If we love Jesus, we obey his teaching, we obey his commands, we keep his commandments. That's the word. That's the logos, the actual word of God that Jesus brings to us. But also, he mentions the Spirit very often here. We've already seen where he says, I will ask the Father, he will give you this. Then he talks about him as the Spirit of truth. And then also verse 26, he says, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. So Jesus is bringing together the Word of God and the Spirit of God for a believer. For a mature Christian, this is what it needs. And sometimes we find today in the world that the church has got this out of balance, because some churches seem to emphasize the word above everything else. And for them, those churches, perhaps they might, or those Christians, they might really see the centrality of doctrine, the centrality of Scripture, and the contending for the faith once delivered to the apostles. Is there anything wrong with that? No, that's good. That's what we want to see. We need doctrine. We need the centrality of Scripture, and we need to defend the faith. And then there are other churches which emphasize more than anything else the Spirit. And what they say is, let's get back to the book of Acts. Let's get back to a real experience of God. When the prayer meeting shook the house and so on in Acts chapter 4. And they say, that's the life we really need. The life of the Spirit, to be filled with the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit and all that sort of thing. And so many of their churches are really focused on that. And is there anything wrong with that? No, that's absolutely right. We really believe in the ministry of the Spirit. But the problem is sometimes when we get either of those out of balance, when we emphasize the Word more than the Spirit, it can possibly lead to a more of a legalistic sense of things. But also when we emphasize the Spirit more than the Word, it can at times lead to some kind of strange teachings, which are often out there in churches today, and kind of odd spirituality that's slightly out of balance and not always that anchored in the truth. So that's why we need the Word and the Spirit to come together and to be Christians who emphasize both. And so, just firstly, to be saturated with the Word of God. And I hope today that you are one who would say you believe the Bible. I believe the Bible is God's living Word. I believe it's well named the Holy Bible because it is holy. The Bible is God's Word. It is inerrant. It is infallible. It is inspired. It is true. And in Colossians 3, verse 16, we read the words, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. And we want to be Christians who are indwelt by the word of God. Let the word of Christ dwell in you, saturate you. We want to be saturated with the word of God. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is God-breathed. And is useful for teaching and training and rebuking and instructing in righteousness, so that the man or woman of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. And that's why we need the Word of God. What else would we have to be the standard, to be the plumb line, to understand what God is saying in our world today? The plumb line is Scripture alone. It is the Word of God. And that's how we interpret ethics. That's how we interpret decisions that we make in life. That's how we should, the standard that we should be using is God's Word. And we're called to read the Word, to meditate upon the Word, to study the Word, to pray the Scriptures. Not just to read them, but to use them as a prayer book. I think the real prayer book is the Bible. Not 1662, it's actually the Bible is God's prayer book. And that's the one that we want as the prayer book. We want to share the Scriptures. We want to memorize them. But more than all of that, we want to obey them. Jesus said, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. That's a challenging sentence, isn't it? It's easy to say that we love God. Anybody can say they love God. So Jesus says, if anybody loves me, they will obey my teaching. How do you know you love God? If you're seeking to obey Scripture, seeking to be saturated with God's Word. And that's so important. And I want to encourage everybody today, if you've got discouraged with reading or meditating or studying in your Bible, then I want to encourage you to come back to Scripture. Get back into daily reading the Word. Get back into studying and meditating on the Word of God. Get back to praying the Word of God. And that will be a light to your feet and a lamp to your path. The Word of the Lord. There's nothing better. Honestly, it's the bread and butter of the Christian life is being saturated by the Word of God. But not only that, we secondly and lastly want to be saturated by the Spirit of God. The Word and the Spirit come together. And I wonder, do you believe in the power of the Holy Spirit for you as the helper, the comforter, the advocate, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit who came on that day of Pentecost and filled those fearful apostles with courage and faith? The Holy Spirit. It's interesting, we have our Holy Bible and we also have the Holy Spirit. That's how he's described in Scripture, the Holy Spirit. And he is holy and he leads us to be holy. And we have a Spirit who's divine. He is as much God as the Father and the Son. He is fully God, the Spirit, 100% God. He is the helper who lives in us through the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Spirit lives in the believer, Christ in us, the hope of glory. It's a wonderful thing. And he's the indwelling Spirit who dwells in us. Just as the Word of God dwells in us, so the Spirit of God is to dwell in us. Let the Word of God, Christ, dwell in you richly. And we want to be filled, in Ephesians 5, verse 18, be filled with the Spirit. That's what God calls us to. The gifts, the fruit, the wisdom of the Holy Spirit are for us as believers. We need those gifts. We need to exercise the gifts of the Spirit in all their diverse forms. And there is something supernatural and something wonderfully godly about that. May we never fear the ministry of the Spirit. The Spirit gives life and the flesh profits nothing. We want the gifts and the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives and in this church and in this community. To see gifts that are so diverse, the gifts of helps, gifts of administration, gifts of miracles, of healing, gifts of encouragement, gifts of leadership, all this length, breadth, and height and depth of the gifts of the Spirit, but also the fruit of the Spirit, the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, that evidence of the work of the Spirit and the ministry of the Spirit in your heart and mine, in how it manifests and how it shows itself in our lives, that fruit, that demonstration of the Spirit and the wisdom. We need the wisdom of the Spirit. That God would give us the Spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know him better and we would follow him more closely. Friends, today, that comes through receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit. And every Christian, anyone, man, woman, or child, who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ and is saved, has received the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God answers and says that we are God's children. We receive that assurance, that being sealed in the Spirit, that we are God's children. And yet, there's also a blessing that can come to any believer who hungers and thirsts for righteousness. A blessing that comes through the full blessing of Pentecost, when we can be filled and go on being filled with the Spirit. Now that's why so many Christians today know their Bible or know their faith and yet feel dry. And what they need is to be filled afresh, the touch of God, the Holy Spirit coming upon their lives, so that witness, worship, prayer, scripture will live in their core of their being. It won't be a dead faith, it'll be a living faith. And this is through the ministry and the power of the Holy Spirit that we can receive that. And anybody who wants that, we firstly need to recognize our need to be filled with the Spirit. We need to deal thoroughly with all areas of sin in our lives and be sure that we're quitting and getting rid of sin and turning from it. We need to ask to be filled with the Spirit and go on being filled. How much more will my Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Jesus said. And then we need to wait and receive that gift. To wait as those disciples did. Jesus says, wait in the city until you are endued with power from on high. Sometimes if you get down on your knees for 10 minutes and expect God to do a life-changing work, I'm afraid there is also waiting. And expecting and waiting in faith and praying, and God will do it. God, keep praying, keep pressing in, wait on the Lord. Be filled with the Spirit, saturated. And I believe that would cause us as a church to grow in depth and in breadth. It would cause us to go deeper, and it would call us to go out wider. The ministry of the Word and the Spirit coming together will bring tremendous life to you and to me in our discipleship and to us as a church family here. And I just as I close, I want to share one quick story with you. And it's this. Just this Friday, it made me... I find this true in my own experience. In the vicarage and found that Lucy's PE kit was still in the house when it should be at school with her. And I thought, oh my goodness, I'm going to take this in. On Friday morning, I'll just take it into school. I'll get the bus up to Davenant and I'll take the PE kit in and I'll just come back. And I just thought, do you know what? Instead of getting the bus back, I'm going to walk back from Davenant and get a moment of prayer. And if I'm honest, I think I had noticed that I'd needed that moment of prayer, because you ever notice in your life where you think, you know, I'm a bit short, I'm a little bit low, I'm a little bit out of sorts, and I noticed in my own heart that my heart wasn't right with God, and so I thought I'm going to actually walk back from school and just take it as a moment to be with God. And as I did that, I came back and I was walking back from Davenant Friday morning, and I began to pray and I began to talk to God honestly about my own heart, my own struggles, my own issues. And if I'm honest, the Lord really met with me on that walk home from school. And what came out of my mouth as I was just speaking quietly to God, walking along the pavement, was the Word of God. It was scripture upon scripture. And sometimes I couldn't even remember the scripture that I was quoting. Just using scripture to worship God. Just from scripture that I had obviously read in the past. And God was bringing it to life in me once again. And as I was quoting this scripture in my little prayer walk, God really met with me and filled me afresh with the Holy Spirit. And it was a wonderful thing. It was a glorious thing. I'd left that morning feeling heavy-hearted, feeling dry, feeling quite, you know, not on good form. And I finished that prayer walk really close to God by His grace, by His mercy. What was it that drew me back? What was it that energized that for me? It was the Word of God that was planted in me from having read it. It was the Word of God. And as I was praying the Word and worshiping God with the Word, that's where the life came. And that's where I've sensed the Spirit of God come again and touch my soul. And I need that. And we all need the Word and the Spirit. And I pray that you today will come alive with that Word and Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me just pray for us to close. Loving God, I thank you and pray for my brothers and sisters this morning. Lord, we all ask you that we would grow in your Word and Spirit. Take us deeper and nearer to Christ, we pray. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.